The New South Wales Premier's Chief of Staff, James Cullen, has given evidence at a parliamentary inquiry into the dual caravan plot and hate speech laws. Mr Cullen is among five government political advisers appearing before the inquiry, which is examining what the state government staffers knew about an apparent terrorist plot, which investigators later revealed to be a hoax, the discovery of explosives and anti-Semitic propaganda in a caravan in Sydney's northwest, was followed by the passage of protest and hate speech laws. Mr Cullen told the inquiry the laws were not pushed through in response to the discovery of the caravan alone, but were part of the government's longer-term plans to combat anti-Semitism.
There was a longer period of heightened tension, particularly and rising anti-Semitism, unfortunately. And so the government was thinking over a longer period of time about how to deal with that and how to respond. And, you know, I mean, you look at legislation like the anti-protest laws to do with religious places. There were other incidents quite outside of the Dural Caravan incident and those 14 events which focused the government's mind on having to tighten the law there, for example.
Last week, the parliamentary committee sought warrants for the arrests of the five New South Wales government staffers for failing to appear at the inquiry. We'll be right back.